Hi. Hi, you. I guess you know by now that I sort of like to fantasize about semi-public spaces and doing things in semi-public spaces. And it's a gorgeous day, and I am at the park with my dog. And I'm sitting on a bench. And there's some other people around, but not too close. Not close enough to overhear. And so, you know, of course, my filthy imagination started going. And I started thinking, what if you walked in through that gate over there? Maybe with your dog. And what if our eyes caught once or twice? You noticed me and I noticed you. And I'm kind of hoping our dogs will play together so that I have an excuse to talk to you. And maybe you come a little closer, and this time I hold your gaze a little bit longer. Maybe you're getting signals from me that I like the looks of you. I hope you like the looks of me. And the way you're holding my gaze back makes me think that you do. So now I'm asking myself, what exactly would you be willing to do here in public? How far would you be willing to go? You look normal. I like that. I like the normal types. 'Cause I'm a normal type. It's always the ones you don't suspect, you know? And maybe one of us makes the first move, but I don't know which one it is, but we end up chatting a little bit about dogs, introduce our dogs, but not ourselves. That's how it works, right? And then maybe you have a seat on the bench next to me, and now I know it's on. Now I know that you're filthy like me. And that makes me really excited. Maybe I've seen you here before. Maybe I've been wanting to do this. Maybe it's the first time we've seen each other. I don't know. But I can feel that tightness in my pussy, that pressure building down there. You're sitting just far enough away from me that I can't touch you, but I can feel you there, you know? And so we're still talking, and you know, the ice is broken a little bit, and so I scoot a little closer. You know, or I cross my legs in such a way that I'm facing you or leaning in towards you. You know what I'm doing. You're not dumb. And I'm smiling at you. You're smiling at me. And after a few minutes, I scoot a little bit closer until I'm sitting right next to you. And it's close enough for me to just lean over and casually put my mouth near your ear. And I say, I want to stroke your cock. And you smile. And all that nervousness, all that anticipation that was building up in me just dissolves, because I was a little worried. There was always the chance for a second there that I misjudged you, that I was wrong, that you would jump up and run off, but you don't. You look at me and you just hold my gaze. And I can feel our legs touching, our thighs on this bench. And to any of these other people around here, the ones with their dogs, the ones on the walking path, the ones pushing their kids on the swings over on the other side of the fence, it would just look like we knew each other and we were chatting. It wouldn't look like anything more than two people who are friendly and sitting next to each other on a bench. It's cool enough today that, you know, we both brought layers because it's sunny. It's warm enough that, you know, you could take yours off. And everyone's around, but they're minding their own business and they're not looking at us. And I reach my hand over and I put it on your thigh. And I look at you and our gaze is still being held tight. Our eyes are holding each other's. I want you. And you want me. And my mouth opens a little. Maybe you can see me swallowing. A little nervous. I've never done this before. I talk a big game, but I've never done this before, but with you, it just feels right. And I've got my hand on your thigh and I'm running it over the top to the inseam of your pants. And I just start sort of plucking at the seam a little bit. And my hand moves upward. I pluck, pluck, pluck. And you don't say anything, but you feel my hand moving higher. Do you like that? I'm really wet now. Fuck. Really wet. And I want your hands on me, but I sort of feel like the initiator here, so I move my hand up and glance around, and no one's even paying attention to us, these two normal people with our dogs. Our dogs aren't even paying attention to us, they're playing, and so next, completely brazenly, I can't even believe I'm about to do this, but I reach my hand up and squeeze your cock through your pants. And it's hard to get a good grip on it because of the way we're sitting, but I can feel that you're at least halfway hard. Oh, and you feel so good in my hand. Oh, I want to do it again, but I don't want to attract too much attention. So I lean over to your ear again and I say, take off your jacket. Put it in your lap for me, okay? And you smile again and take off your jacket. I look at your face and I say, I ask if this is okay with you. And you say yes. And the way you say it, I just hear the lust in your voice. You're right here with me. You want it. And I'm so turned on. My nipples are hard and my pussy is wet. And I want to kiss you and I want your hands on me. And in my fantasies, this is where I would just ignore everybody. I would straddle you and fuck you on this park bench in front of everybody. But we're not gonna do that. We both know that's definitely never gonna happen. But I can reach under your jacket and start to undo your pants. You have to help me a little bit. I'm doing it one-handed. I reach over with the other hand to just to help you that last little bit. And your cock sort of jumps out of your zipper, and I can't help take a peek under your jacket. I need you to be nice and wet. And I look around again. Nobody's watching us. There's people all around, but you know, nobody really even sees what's in front of their eyes, right? So I do something really, really stupid or brave or bold or all of those things. And with your jacket still laying there, I accidentally drop that roll of poop bags I'm holding. And I lean down to pick them up, and as I do, I bury my face against the edge of that jacket. And I sink your entire cock into my mouth. And my mouth has been watering for this. I've wanted this. I've been aching for it. And you feel the warmth and the wetness spilling down your shaft. I take one agonizingly quick suck. And now you're nice and wet for me. So I can reach under your jacket and start to stroke, twisting my hand slowly at first, nervously. I laugh a little nervously and I look at you and I say, does that feel good? And the way you sort of grunt in reply, oh God, that gets me going. Oh fuck. And I'm gripping it firmly and sliding my fingers around, twisting, thrusting, stroking. Every sound, every breath out of your lips turns me on so much. When you shift in your seat, when I feel you and I see you getting a little uncomfortable and a little nervous, faster. Now, we both know that this can't last all day, but I spit into my hand again and I start stroking the tip, just the tip a little bit. I don't have time to spoil you the way I would love to, but I make sure to pay attention to every inch of your cock. Every single millimeter of skin. I want to give it all my attention. And I'm moving quickly. I'm trying to combine, you know, haste and sensuality, and sometimes quickies can be sexy, I guess. But I can see that you're getting close, and I whisper in your ear, I wish this cock was in my pussy right now. Yeah, I think I'll dirty talk you while I stroke you. I wish you were fucking me on this park bench. I bet my hand doesn't feel as good as my tight pussy would, does it? Do you want me to stop? Maybe I should. My nipples are so hard right now, though. I don't know if I can. I wish you could feel how wet and tight and throbbing my pussy is. How my clit feels hard. I wish you could feel that. I love how hard you are. I bet you've been wanting this too, haven't you? When you saw me sitting here, is this what you thought would happen today? I didn't either, but it feels so good, doesn't it, baby? Can I call you baby? You tasted so good for that moment my mouth was on you. I just want more. I can't have more right now, can I? Do you want me to stroke you harder? Like this? Harder? I can hear in your voice that you're getting close. I can feel it and how you throb in my hand. Fuck, I want you to throb inside of me. I want you to bend me over this bench and fuck me like an animal in the park. I'm too respectable to start something like that, but fuck, I don't think I could stop once you were inside me. Once I felt how perfectly you fill me. God. There's nothing for it but to come inside my pussy, is there? Are you gonna come in my hand now? Are you gonna make my hand a mess? I want you to do it. I want to feel how much cum you give me. Don't worry, nobody's watching us. Look, those people over there are leaving. They didn't see us. I want you to come in my hand. I want to feel it. Come on. I'm stroking you faster. My hand's sliding and the friction's so hot. I want you so bad. I need you. I need this cum. Fuck, please give it to me or I'll be so embarrassed that I started this with you. God, give it to me. Please. Oh, come for me, please. I need it. Oh, fuck, you're so perfect. Oh, God. Fill my hand up like you would fill my pussy, okay? I want you to spurt it all out onto my skin. Don't worry about making a mess. That's right. Give it to me. Give me all of it. Come on. Come on, baby. For me. I need it. Come for me. And I can just imagine how much I would feel spreading out around my fingers. what sound you would make, how your hips would jolt. Maybe you would thrust gently up into my fist. Oh God, I want that. I'm slowing. I'm mindful of how sensitive you are after you come. And I pull my hand up. And your milky white seed is all over it. It's warm. In these sort of white, thick, creamy patches rolling down the back of my hand. And I start licking it off, sucking it off the web between my thumb and forefinger, looking at you. And you're smiling and subtly adjusting yourself to get your pants back up. I'm sucking it off my thumb. I'm sucking it off my index finger. I'm sucking it out from between each finger. And I'm giggling a little bit because I can't believe I just fucking did that. Ugh. And I just lean over after swallowing that last drop. And I kiss you softly and deeply, but quickly. I lean over to you and tell you thank you for giving me all that cum. But I'd better go now. I'll see you soon.